All right. Well, let's do this thing. We've been threatening to drive. Oh, this is not a key. That's not a key.
Yeah, you just need to have it in your pocket.
That looks like a key ring. Okay, so it just has to be in my pocket. Let's walk out here. It's a silver leaf, and it opens. All right, so far, so good. Well, this is not exciting whatsoever, Matthew Marshall.
It is fairly like a regular car.
Where do I plug this key in?
You just hold it, keep it in your pocket, and then you just press the button.
Cup holder. I just hit the button, and it goes. Do I have to have my foot on the brake?
So
would you hold the microphone, by the way, so that I can drive?
That's a good idea.
With two hands. Okay, foot is on the brake. Yeah. Dave's like, keep your foot on the brake. All right, so I'm starting the car in 3, 2, 1. I was just going to say that's a really sexy sound effect, but then it got way less sexy immediately. All right, handbrake is off.
Touch okay on the nav system there.
Okay on the nav system. Boom. All right.
That gets the telemetry fired.
Oh, sweet. Telemetry is fired. How do I put it in reverse?
You push the little parking brake down.
That's down.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then can you decipher the graphic there?
It says R.
Yeah, so just push the thing over and up.
Oh, okay, there we go. Oh, my God. None of this. You know what this is called? There's, like, a word for, like, vestigial design things. Like if you go to a casino, it's got the arm on it, but nobody needs the arm anymore. That's all that's going on in here.
Right.
It's just all buttons. What is it? Somebody listening is going to know the term for the vestigial design element. Can I back out? Are we good?
Yes, you can.
It's not making any noise at all. We're completely traveling.
It's beeping out there.
Is it?
Just so people know that we're not going to... So they know to get out of the way.
Okay. This is super quiet. We're driving a car. High five, guys. High five, man. All right. High five, Dave.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep my eyes on the road, though, because not my car. So how do you ever try to, like... We're now driving around the back of the K-Hum campus here. Do you ever try to race it? Like, how fast... If you're in a rush.
It's got good torque, because that's one of the advantages of electric vehicles, is that you can really, punch it, and it's got a good off-the-mark acceleration, so...
Okay. Can I go on the street, or is that not okay?
Yeah, I can take it for a...
Let's just go down the road just for a sec. We'll try and quote-unquote, open it up. This is really weird. I thought this would be better radio, but it's so dead quiet in this moving car that nobody's going to know that we're actually going anywhere. I'm going to turn signal. There we go.
Yeah, you should probably give it a little gas and see what that feels like.
Oh, wow. Whoa. Oh, that's cool. It's got pickup. That's not supposed to happen. Is it? It's like zippy. Okay. I'm going to keep... I don't want to... Are we under threat of running your battery down?
No.
Why not?
Because we have... Well, you can see on the gauge there, we got 60 miles of range left.
Uh-huh.
If you look at the dashboard...
I'm not going to mess with that because I'm driving you.
Yeah. And we can get a little bit more range out of it if we go into eco mode, which is on the shifter there. Basically, you do exactly what you did before to go into drive, but you do it again, and it'll go into a... energy-saving mode so you can get some additional range out of it if you need it.
Okay. What people should know is we're going like 50 miles an hour, and it's still dead quiet in here. That is awesome. We're going to go out here on Port Kenyon Road. What's the turning radius on this?
Well, let's find out. I'll get back to you on that.
Let's find out. It's an Asian car, so it's going to be amazing. Here we go. And then throw it into reverse. Oh, it's so weird not having a stick down here for the transmission. Now we're in reverse. Oh, my God. Can I come work for you? Can I just have this and drive around in this?
I think that'd be a good fit. Come on over and spice things up a little bit.
I'm very spicy. I'm really loud. I'm like a loud walker. I have heavy footfalls. Big complaint around the office.
I'm sure you could pick up the engineering work, no problem.
I'm pretty annoying is the other problem. We're gonna just juice it here. Not floor it, but all right, we're going 11, 15, 22, 35, 40, 45, and 50, 55, and 60. Did anybody time that?
No.
No, okay. I'm going 60 miles an hour, and it's dead quiet. We could be whispering. That's like the best part, huh? It's super quiet.
That's, yeah, you know, a lot of people like that aspect of it, you know, with the Chevy Volt or any of them, that they're, you know, they're very quiet, and it's a peaceful ride, as well as that, you know, performance side of it.
Can, Dave Carter, since you drive this Leaf around all the time, can I ask you? All you have to say is yes or no. Chick magnet.
Hell yes.
Seriously, do people want to come talk to you when you're in a Leaf? Is that a thing?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay. He's a yes. All right.
Dave never lies, so it must be true.
If you're just tuning in, we're in an electric car, K-Hub's first ever electric car broadcast. We're going to pull back into the parking lot. It's dead quiet. And we're going to not crash into Cindy. This is just the best. This has been super fun. And now how do I power this car down?
You put it in park by pushing that button on the shifter.
There we go.
Pull up the parking brake.
Which is where? Oh.
And then push the button that you use to start it. There you go.
And we're done.
All right.
You guys, this has been super fun.
Yeah, it's been a blast.
Thanks. Indeed. All right, everybody can go drive one of these cars at Redwood Acres tomorrow at 11 a.m.
I want it.
All right. Thanks a lot.